The wedding photographer involved in Saturday's helicopter crash near Christchurch spoke to her husband Eric before emergency services arrived at the crash site. Rachel Jordan was able to describe the horror of what happened by phone to her husband soon afterwards. All four people who were on board the chopper remain in Christchurch Hospital. Three of them have serious injuries. We can speak with Rachel's husband, Eric Jordan, now. Kia ora.
Hi, Susie. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. But how are you and how is Rachel?
Well, I'm just trying to hang in there as best I can right now. It's a pretty difficult time for all of us, as you could probably imagine. Rachel's been through quite a lot the past couple of days. She's had two emergency surgeries. She had one first on her back, which they put in pins and rods to kind of stabilize her spine. And then last night she underwent an emergency surgery on her arms and her ankles just to put pins and rods in those as well, because the bones were pretty much crushed from the helicopter. So she's had that done, and today we learned that that went really well. So we're just happy for that right now.
That's really good to hear. What information are you getting from the medics at this stage about what the future holds?
So the surgeons have said that it's going to be pretty much a long road of recovery from here on out. They're expecting, you know, at least probably 3 months in the hospital at least. And they're concerned about the injuries to her spine. She's got some significant swelling and things. So they're just going to keep an eye on that and hope that that makes a turn for the best. So we're just going to hope for that and try to remain positive. I'm just trying to keep her hopeful at this point and in good spirits.
I know this is really difficult to talk about, but when you first heard about this accident, was that when she rang you?
Yes, actually, I received a phone call on my mobile phone from someone on site that was a witness there, and she had a moment of consciousness where she actually gave him my mobile number, and I was able to speak with her a few minutes after the crash, and I could hear some screaming in the background. A lot of people sounded really scared, and I had a moment to speak with Rachel, and she told me she was afraid that her back was broken and she couldn't move her legs. And then I told her I loved her, and I told her to hang in there and that everything would be okay. And that's when the rescue teams arrived, and they took her away. So it was the last time I spoke to her before I got to see her in the hospital.
Yeah, and how has she been in the hospital?
She's been amazing. She's hanging in there really well. She's got a sense of humor about her, so she's trying to remain positive. She's obviously hooked up to a lot of different machines, and she's immobilized. She's got casts all over her body, so she can't move a whole lot, and she's having some difficulty breathing, so she's got a breathing tube right now. But I've been able to speak with her and to talk with her and just keep her reassured, so we're doing our best.
How are you coping with all of this?
Obviously, it's the most difficult thing I've ever had to deal with. You know, me and my wife are very close, and we just care for one another a lot. So to see her in this kind of vulnerable position is real tough for me, and I'm just trying to remain strong because I know I'm going to have to get her through this long period of recovery. So I'm just trying to keep her positive and hopeful.
And you've got a 10-year-old as well.
Yeah, my son Evan, he's 10, and he came with me to Christchurch to see his mommy in the hospital, so he wanted to see her face. So,
how do you explain it to a 10-year-old?
I just told him mommy's been badly hurt, but, you know, she's going to get better, and we're gonna heal her together. We're just going to pull together and as a family and do what we can to get her back to health.
How did she feel about going in helicopters or on planes?
She's always had quite a large fear of flying, actually. She was actually quite nervous about the flight from the Bay of Islands where we live to Christchurch to shoot the wedding. So she had confided in me that she was worried about the plane ride over. And so to have it turn out to be the helicopter was kind of unexpected.
Oh, so she wasn't anticipating going on a helicopter as part of the day?
No, I don't think it was planned. I think it was the day turned out to be so beautiful and everyone was in such good spirits. The bride had mentioned she wanted to take a helicopter ride up with her groom to take some photographs. And so that's what they decided to do. And unfortunately, it just turned for the worst.
And with this, I don't know, fear of flying is perhaps stating it too strongly, but with this apprehension around flying, has she spoken to you about what her sense was about ending up going on a helicopter anyway when she wasn't anticipating it?
Yeah, I mean, she definitely had, you know, bad thoughts when she got on it. She told me that she had kind of a premonition that, you know, maybe it was something was going to go bad. But she has that quite a lot, that feeling when she gets on a flight. So that's pretty expected of her. So, yeah, but to have it actually, something bad go wrong was quite unfortunate.
Of course, other people in the hospital in Christchurch as well as a result of this helicopter crash. Have you been able to have some support between the families of the people who are there?
Yeah, absolutely. I've had a chance to speak with the mother of the bride and her family, and they're all quite amazing people. We've had a chance to kind of rally around each other and support each other, and we've kind of formed a special bond together because we know we're going to have to help each other through this this time. So we're just trying to keep in close contact and keep everyone's spirits up. So there's kind of a hopeful vibe between us all, which is really helping us. So
yeah, this is clearly going to be a very long road ahead for Rachel and indeed for all of the people on this helicopter crash, that as you try to work out what life looks like now. You have a Give a Little page?
Yeah, Rachel's the community has set up a Give a Little page on givealittle.co.nz, and if you just search for Rachel Jordan, it'll bring her page up, and the community has just been amazing in terms of helping us get through this. So it's just been incredible, the, you know, people reaching out and supporting us. They can't say enough about how amazing people have been, so we're appreciative of that.
Eric, we're very appreciative of you coming on Morning Report and talking to us this morning and telling us the story. That's Eric Jordan there. His wife, Rachel Jordan, was the photographer, the wedding photographer, involved in that helicopter crash. She was on board the helicopter when it came down on Saturday. Thank you very much for joining us on Morning Report on RNZ National.